your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Hey, Degens, it is Friday, June 14th. Trevor, Joey, Johnny Lawrence gets paid. The Celtics look for the sweep, and we got some Major League bets to place as well. I'm Mad Max, joining me, the one and only Six Panther. Panther, happy fucking Friday.
Happy fucking Friday. Yesterday was fantastic, except for them goddamn Yankees. I was perfect, except even my long shot Rangers bet hit. Everything hit, and the damn Yankees can't hold on to a lead. Stupid little pricks. And by the way, we're not counting down by weeks anymore. We're counting down by days. 13 days. But you touched on it. This is where we're going. How the fuck? Like, seriously. Christian McCaffrey gets, I don't even remember what the number was, but it wasn't enough. But Trevor Lawrence is tied for the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. I'm going to lose my shit, Max.
So, by the way, I went to the Four Letter Network and jam-packed article with like just knowledge and facts. Like I'm giving it to them. I usually like try to pull some nuggets from, I could read the whole article. So much good stuff in there about Joey, Trevor, Johnny Lawrence here. All right. So it's a 5-year, $275 million contract extension. $200 million guaranteed, including $142 million at signing. He got a $37.5 million signing bonus. Just here you go. With the moment you put the fucking ink on the check, contract, you get this check. It's going to be under contract until 2030. So, of course, yeah, the $55 million on average ties him with Joe Burrow for top in the league. Becomes the sixth quarterback to have an annual salary above $50 million. Those six quarterbacks include Jared Goff, who just signed that deal recently, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts. So Patrick Mahomes doesn't make 50. Remember that? They signed that sweet 10-year deal where he's making $46 million. He's making $9 million less than Trevor Lawrence. Patrick Mahomes, who has won 3 Super Bowls, is making $9 million less than Joey Lawrence. Okay. His new contract makes him the 9th quarterback with $100 million or more fully guaranteed. So that's Deshaun Watson with whole contract, $230 guaranteed. Burrow, $146.5. Jackson, $135. Herbert, $133.7. Goff, $113.6, Hurts 110, and Kyler Murray 103, and Josh Allen 100 million. What the fuck has Trevor Lawrence done to prove that he's worth this contract? And I'll tell you one thing he has done that proves that he is absolutely worth his contract, Sex Panther. Ready?
Fire away.
He's turned the ball over a lot in his first few seasons. Why is that important? Because he ranks in the conversation with three quarterbacks who have turned the ball over more than him in that time frame: Peyton Manning, John Elway, and Warren Moon.
Well, two of those three have Super Bowl wins, so there is that. I'll make this brief argument before I kind of dissect. Joey Lawrence, actually, if you get into the semantics of it, is the highest paid quarterback because Florida doesn't charge state income tax. So
neither does Texas. But Deshaun Watson's in Cleveland. So yes, you're right. That's right. Yeah. I'm thinking that Deshaun Watson's still in Texas.
Joe Burrow's in Ohio as well.
Joe Burrow, yeah. Yeah, right.
So it's these contracts, and I'm gonna do something I don't want to do, but mildly this much defend the Chicago Bears. They were going to have to sign Justin Fields. They were going to sign him, not the $50 million, $55 million, but they were going to sign him to a pretty healthy deal if they were going to keep him, or we're just going to punt, start over, do the rookie deal, because these are the contracts the quarterbacks are getting. Even the also-rans, the are you serious, this is who we're signing, these guys are getting stupid contracts. 96-year-old Kirk Cousins is getting stupid contracts. Russell Wilson, stupid contract. Like, it's just unbelievable. Jacksonville must be convinced that, you know, and this is an extension, so it didn't even start till 2026, I believe. They must be convinced this is their guy for the next 7 years. He's going to bring us a title or something competitively close, but they didn't want to, you know, lame duck quarterback. They didn't want to have, you know, draft another one, start over. But these numbers just absolutely blow my mind, Max.
Yeah, it's way out of control. I think Lawrence has the potential to be a pretty good quarterback, maybe a top 10, maybe. But I can't put him in the same conversation with some of the elite quarterbacks right now. He hasn't done anything to prove that, right? He hasn't. Say what you will about Lamar Jackson, he's a two-time MVP. He hasn't won a title, I get that, but he's a two-time MVP. He's gotten his team well into the playoffs, deep into the playoffs, right? Josh Allen has gotten his team deep into the playoffs. Joe Burrow has gotten his team to the fucking Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, let me state this again, has won three fucking Super Bowls. Three. And he's making $9 million less per year. More, because, yeah, you're right, state and income tax, than Joey fucking Lawrence? Like, the NFL is in a weird fucking spot. I don't know how they get out of it. It's not like you can reset the quarterback market and just not pay a quarterback because they're so fucking essential to winning. But to your point, I almost applaud Chicago. They were not sold on Justin Fields. They did not think he would be the quarterback. They weren't 100% on him. And what have we seen? A lot of these teams win on the rookie contracts with their quarterbacks, you know?
That's just it. The rookie quarterback. So On the low, Chicago was going to have to pay him $35-40 million a year. That's on the low. That's where these contracts are going. So it's absolutely crazy the direction the NFL is going. And then you watch guys like a Christian McCaffrey, who is an absolute game changer from his position, can't even get half of that. It just blows my mind. How this is the way they want to conduct business. Oh, and then sidebar on Mahomes. Listen, I think it's smarter for a guy like Mahomes to make less, right? Because Tom Brady, in his history, was never the number one paid quarterback. I'm not even sure if he was ever top five, because he always wanted that money reinvested so that he would have weapons. And I'm pretty damn sure Mahomes would be like, no, I don't need 55, 60 million. Pay Travis. Pay the wide receivers. Pay the defensive linemen. Let's keep winning rings. These guys that are going to make $55 million are going to be hard-pressed to win a championship.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, I mean, okay, so to kind of not correct myself, but I still believe that the window is in that rookie contract, or someone like Mahomes or Brady who's going to take less. That's the way to do it, because the last time a rookie contract quarterback won the Super Bowl was 2014, and that was Russell Wilson in Seattle. Since then, it has been Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, right? Tom Brady, fucking Nick Foles, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Matt Stafford, Patrick Mahomes. So that's who's won over the last decade. So Russell Wilson was the only rookie quarterback, and that was 10 years ago. And then, oh my God, right before that, I totally forgot, is Joe fucking Flacco, 2013.
And they paid him after the fact.
They paid him after the fact. So, you know, no, I mean, but yeah, I think the to make it to the yeah, the Cincinnati Bengals, they made it to the Super Bowl with the rookie contract. San Francisco 49ers, you know, they've made it to two Super Bowls, right? At least one Super Bowl with the rookie contract. So, it's, again, I think you have a chance to win with a rookie quarterback, or, yeah, to your point, a quarterback that doesn't take all the fucking money. And I don't see how the Jaguars have a future now that they've given this big chunk of fucking money. And also, who wants to play for the fucking Jaguars? Like, I mean, of all places in fucking Florida, Jacksonville ain't the fucking place that I want to go to, you know? It'd be Miami 1, right? And then Tampa Bay 2. And then Jacksonville 4th. I don't even... Jacksonville 10th. I don't know. Who wants to hang out in Jacksonville?
probably anybody in Carolina right now.
Yeah, fair. Okay, point. Anyway. Let's get to basketball, NBA. We do have an NBA finals game. Six Panther, I'm going to say this. I hope this is the last time we're talking about NBA for the rest of the season. I hope this is it. I hope this is the last time we have to bet on the NBA. I'm done with the NBA. No other motives whatsoever, Panther. I'm just done talking about the NBA for the season. That's it. Today's the last day I want to talk about it.
Right, because it's exhausting, and
not like
you know, one of your teams that you've been a diehard fan of for so many years could potentially win the title.
No motives whatsoever. Boston looks to close out the series. They are up 3-0, of course, 156-0. Could this be the first time? Could this be it? Could Dallas be the first team ever to come back from a 3-0 deficit and win a series in the NBA? We shall see. It starts tonight, one game at a time. Pick your line here, Sex Panther. It is Boston +1.5, Dallas +1.5, Boston -1, Dallas -1, whatever you want in that range. It is a very close one. What's your take on this one?
I think each game that these two teams have played just keep getting closer. Dallas was, I mean, they were up in that game. They had a nice lead, and they just, I mean, we talk about this ad nauseum. The Celtics just have so many weapons. It's very difficult to keep them down. They come out of the gate in the second half. They get hot. I will say this. I did get to watch some video towards the end of that game. Those were some pretty ticky-tack. Those last two foul calls on Luka were pretty, really, in the NBA Finals, we're calling that.
Not the last one. The last one, he stuck his leg out to fucking trip Jaylen Brown. I mean, the last one, the one that he got most mad about was like, come on, dude, you cannot fucking do that.
Where Jaylen Brown hooked his arm, I saw that. I heard the post-game conference. Luka says all the right things. Like, we win as a team, we lose as a team, all we can do is go out and just keep battling. I'm like, I like that. That shows leadership from a young kid. I think the very real possibility this is a sweep. I'm actually going to put my money where my hope is. And I think Boston is going to have to win this championship on the parquet. I think they're going back to Boston with a 3-1 lead, and they'll win it in front of their fans. Dallas is going to show some heart. They're going to show some grit, and they're going to get one. I'm thinking the Mavericks on the money line. They're going to win this game. $10 on the Mavs.
So here's the thing. Very hard to win NBA Finals with a sweep. Let me look at the last time it happened. It's been a while. Let's see, NBA Finals winner. Okay. It doesn't happen very often that there's a 4-0 sweep. Let's see. The last time it happened was Golden State and Cleveland back in 2018 was a 4-0 sweep. Prior to that, the GOAT got swept twice, honestly, because 2007 the Cleveland Cavaliers got swept by the San Antonio Spurs as well. The Lakers swept the Nets back in 2002. So I mean, we're going back 22 years. It's happened three times. The Rockets swept the Magic in 95. I remember that. That was the Shaquille O'Neal first finals against Olajuwon. In their back to back.
Asterisk, no Michael.
Pistons beat the Lakers in 89. Yes, asterisk, no Michael. No MJ. In 89. So, I mean, the Sixers beat the Lakers in 83. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times in like 50 years, you know? I mean, by the way, the 80s was almost 40 years, right? Yeah, the 80s was 40 years ago, right? Yeah, so it was six times in 40 years, right? Doesn't happen very often. Can it happen this? I think there's a chance that it can. I'm betting Boston in this one. I'll take the point and a half. I mean, that's the best line. I'm going to bet the Celtics. Just because there's two main reasons. One is after P.J. Washington, there is not enough offense. So, I mean, you're basically saying it's Kyrie's got to be on top of his game, Luka's got to be on top of his game, and P.J. Washington has to be on top of his game. After that, it's just the offense kind of peters off. That's a concern for Dallas. I mean, they have not really scored as many points as they're usually scoring in these games. I don't think they haven't cracked 100 in this series. Three games so far, they haven't cracked 100 points. I don't think you can beat the Boston Celtics unless you're going to crack 100 points. And they have the offense right now. So that's my one thing. You're right. I mean, there's five players on Boston. And if Porzingis is healthy, six players on Boston, that could be the leading scorer on this team. It's tough. The Dallas defense picked up towards the end of this game and looked great. Can they sustain that the entire game? I wonder. The other thing is Luka's injured. And it hasn't affected him offensively, but God damn it, has it affected him defensively. So I get it. Some of those fouls you feel were ticky-tack, that's okay. You know what the Celtics are going to do in this game? They're going to keep attacking Luka, and he's going to keep getting called for fouls. Because he's injured, he can't keep up with half the players on the Celtics team, and he's grabbing, and he's flailing, and he's tripping. Like, he's doing things that he normally wouldn't do if he was healthy. He's getting beat by these players. They're attacking him specifically. Every single play, they're attacking Luka. And he's going to get in foul trouble again because the fact is he doesn't want to get beat. And again, it's an instinct, right? It's an instinct. Like, when Jaylen Brown's driving past you, you don't want to get fucking dunked on like that. You're going to do whatever you can to try to stop him from doing that. So I worry about Luka's health right now. And it's unfair for Dallas because if Luka was 100% healthy, and look what he's doing offensively. I mean, if he was fully healthy, God, I couldn't even imagine what he's doing. He's still in the conversation for a finals MVP. But I worry about him as a defensive liability right now. So when that defense clicks for fucking Dallas, Boston still can attack Luka if he's on the court. And I worry about that. So, I mean, Homer, call me a Homer, whatever it is. I'm not planting flags. I'm not saying Boston's absolutely winning. I'm just saying that Dallas has some major vulnerabilities, and they really got to hope that Boston just shoots like game two piss poorly from three-point land. Because if Boston's hitting threes like they were in that last game, I just don't think Dallas can keep up.
Well, I'm planting flags. Maybe not this game, but this series is over. It's just a matter of time when Boston wins. But, you know, you make a very good observation that Luka's injury is a contributing factor, whatever injury or whatever he's dealing with. He's not 100%. But the fact of the matter is, each one of those players, not named Horford, that we talk about, are just more athletic than Luka. Luka is a big guy. He's not a little guy. He's not a slender guy. Tatum is slender. Brown is slender. White is slender. They're quicker. They're more agile. And that does create a problem for Luka. Injury or no injury, it's harder for a bigger, thicker guy to defend against somebody that's that much quicker. So defensive liability, maybe, but I think it just has to do with his size, his body, you know, his BMI, his mass index, the way he's built. It's just a bad matchup. And then sometimes we get into that where there's matchups, right? And Indiana was a matchup problem for Boston. 4-0 sweep, but it was still they were a matchup nightmare. Dallas just isn't. And you're right. After the three players, Kyrie, Luka, and PJ, they just don't have enough weapons. So this series is over. I'm just hoping it's not 4-0. It's 3-1.
All right. I'm going to take a quick break after that. Major League Baseball. Stay tuned.
Hey, DGens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right. MyBookie, sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther and Ohio State, or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther chagrin. And the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin. And you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell THEDGENS, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with the moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, the moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BADLANDSranch.com/save50 today.
Back at you, possibly never even left. All right, Sex Panther. I found today incredibly unbettable. I hate today. Today is a fucking bunch of turd sandwiches of matchups. So you're probably betting six.
Close. I'm betting five. I probably could have got more, but the more I looked at them, I'm like, no. If I can't win it, I don't want to bet it. It's a little too many coin flips. But let's start with, I guess, supposed to be the greatest rivalry in Major League Baseball, if not all of sports. The Bronx Bombers are going to Beantown, take on the Red Sox. Luis Gil taking the mound, going against Brian Bellow. Bellow not pitching that great this year. He's really struggled. We talk about the Boston pitchers. We like Hunter Crawford. We like Hawk, but Bellow has not been the guy to be like that number three pitcher for this team. He's really struggled. Going against Gil, who's just been an absolute find for these Yankees, now we got to put him in like Cy Young conversation. He's been that good. At minus 165, I get Gil, the better pitcher. I get the Bronx Bombers, the better hitters. Despite that fart in Kansas City last night, I still back the Bombers. $10 on the Yankees.
Yankees go fuck themselves. No, I'm going to lean the Yankees with you. I think I just couldn't quite bet it. I was still salty from that game yesterday. I was leaning the Royals in a couple of those games, and then you know I was like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to bet the Yankees, and they screw me over yesterday. No, I agree. Gil's the definitely the better pitcher. Yankees definitely the better team. There is no rivalry. This is not a rivalry anymore. It's not. This is it was 20 years ago. Now it's nothing. For it to be a rivalry, you know, both teams need to be like actually winning teams, and Boston just hasn't been that consistently of a winning team. Not to say the Yankees have been fucking until this season lighting the world on fire. They've always been kind of like a good team, but I mean, they've missed the playoffs here and there. You know, they've pulled the Mets from time to time. Not that bad, no. But in this one, yeah, I think Yankees get it done. Leaning New York.
Next game up, World Series preview, maybe? Definitely the series of the weekend. And today, what a great pitching matchup. The Phillies are in Baltimore, taking on the Orioles. Rangers Suarez going against Kyle Bradish. Great pitching matchup. Great hitting lineup. When do we ever see the Phillies with a plus line? Well, A, they're going to have to be on the road, and B, it's probably only going to against the Yankees, the Orioles, or the Dodgers. Just a great matchup, but I get the Phillies with a plus line. I have to take it. Give me Philadelphia for $10.
I know X-Chris is going to talk about another Cy Young potential winner later, but let's talk about a Cy Young potential winner now, and that's Suarez, 10-1 with a 1.81 ERA, and the Phillies are getting a plus line. We'll also dip into X-Chris Facts and Opinions number 4, where he is on the Orioles' money line. And he says probably one of the better pitching matchups, should be a great series. And I have to agree with him. I'm not betting this one because too close for me. But I'm leaning Baltimore here. Hell of a fucking matchup. Like, I want to watch this one. I actually want to just drive down to Baltimore and just fucking go to the stadium and watch this one. I think it'd be fucking great. Lean the Orioles here.
Next game up, the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to Toronto, take on the Raptors. Logan Allen taking the mound, going against Kevin Gausman. Gausman's kind of corrected himself. Got off to a rough start to start the season, but he's been pitching much better. Problem is, the Blue Jays just aren't hitting much better. This is a team that I find to be incredibly inconsistent, and I'm going to do what I really haven't done all season long, and that's just accept the fact that the Guardians are a good fucking team. Logan Allen's a very capable pitcher, and I don't think I can ignore this former tribe any longer. They're definitely better than the Blue Jays, and I get a plus line. Either it's a trap or a tons of value. Give me the tribe, plus 115 for $10.
I was looking at the ESPN power rankings today, and I think they had Cleveland at like fourth or fifth. Like, I mean, they had them way high up there. So, yeah, they are a pretty good fucking team. X Chris, fact opinion number 5. He says the Blue Jays money line. He thinks that they play better at home, and Gausman is on the mound, so he's doing the Jays money line. But I'm with you, Panther. I'm going to lean Cleveland here. It's too much value on that plus line, but maybe trap. It's getting better for Cleveland. It's plus 116 now. I don't know. I don't like that. But some moral support. A lean on the Guardians.
Next game up, the Cincinnati Reds, interdivision rivalry, going to Milwaukee, take on the Brew Crew. Flame-throwing Hunter Green going against Freddy Peralta. I guarantee you some strikeouts are going to be had in this game. But problem for Milwaukee is Freddy Peralta has been, I'll just be nice about it and say not good, his last couple outings. He's been very hittable, giving up several home runs and a huge ERA in his last two games. Going against a Cincinnati Red team that can hit for power and speed, I get the Reds plus 115, who have been red hot. Done deal. Give me the Queen City Reds for $10.
Wish the Reds were at home. They're not bad. They're not awful on the road. I wish this was a home game. If this was a home game, I'd probably be all over the Reds. I'm gonna lean the Reds here though. They are, to me, right now, one of the more bettable teams because they're gonna get favorable lines and they're better than their record says. That to me is one of those sweet spots where it's, you know, people are overlooking the Reds right now. Over the last few weeks, they are probably one of my favorite teams in baseball to bet on. And just great. They're going to get plus lines and Milwaukee's kind of on a train right now. Very good at home. So maybe they do pull this one out and win, but moral support, lean on the Reds. If this was at home, pulling the trigger, no doubt on the Reds.
Last game up for me. I'm going to bet money X Chris is on this game. The Detroit Tigers are in Houston taking on the Astros. Tarik Skubal, Cy Young himself, taking the mound, going against Hunter Brown, a resurgent Hunter Brown. Now, I do not apologize for calling out Hunter Brown at the beginning of the season because he was absolutely Patrick Corbin-esque. He was terrible. But he's righted himself pretty well, and the Astros themselves have righted themselves pretty well. But Scooble's on the mound, and I just can't fade him because the Astros are still very beatable. Detroit's lame offense just has to score two or three runs, and Scooble will take care of the rest. Give me Detroit for $10.
Yeah, X-Chris Fact and Opinion number 7. His glorious Cy Young winner, Scooble, is on the mound against the second-worst pitcher of the Astros behind Spaghetti. So he's taking the Tigers' money line. There you go. Homer saying Tigers got no shot at the no shot Astros all the way. X-Chris saying we scored 7 yesterday against Patrick fucking Corbin. That's right, yes. I'm going to lean Detroit here. Last time I bet Scooble, the only time I bet Scooble this season, he fucking lost. So fuck that guy. Really. I don't want to do this to you, X Chris. Yeah. Or you, Panther. I'll lean Detroit.
Those are my 5 plays. What else you got, Max?
I've bet nothing so far. Shit. What do I like? Chicago White Sox and the Arizona fucking Diamondbacks. I don't love this.
White Sox, yeah. I'm still undefeated.
It's true. I don't love this Diamondbacks team. I don't like the pitching matchup with Nelson versus fucking Chris goddamn Flexen. But I hate the White Sox when Crochet isn't fucking pitching. So gonna eat some chalk. This Diamondbacks team is playing better as of late. Not too bad at home. And just again, Chicago has 6 fucking road wins. Let's see what X Chris is saying. He's saying the Mariners are weenies. How dare they take Lewis? Oh no, sorry, that was yesterday. We're talking. I guess it's tied up. Mariners are weenies. How dare they take Lewis Castillo off the matchup against Crochet? They lost an extras 3-2 to cash that plus. Okay, I can weave this in because I'm talking about the stupid Black Sox here, who are going to lose today. It's chalky. $10 bet on the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I gave this game a look, but the chalk on Nelson is just incomprehensible. And I get it. The White Sox are terrible on the road. Really don't want to bet them unless Crochet is on the mound. But for me, it's either a value play on the White Sox, and there's no value in losing. So I couldn't do it. Maybe a run line on the Diamondbacks. Maybe that's your only value. But this was an unbettable game. I'll give you moral support on the D-backs.
All right, last one up. I guess I can tie this into number one as well. The Mariners weenies, how dare they take Luis Castillo off the matchup against Crochet and put him in the game today against Heaney, which makes me like the Mariners today at home with Castillo on the mound. $10 bet on Seattle.
Yeah, tons of moral support. I was surprised that they had taken Castillo off the mound. That was...
They didn't,
sure
they didn't want him losing. They didn't want him losing.
No, what it was. Like, oh, protecting
him. Protect him from fucking losing.
Yeah, let's protect Castillo, who's got plenty of losses on the season already. But, well, you know, whatever. So they get him today in a much better matchup. Maybe they were just scouting Crochet, and maybe they'll trade for him or something. Who knows? Lean on the Minesweepers.
All right, let's get to the rest of X-Chris's Facts and Opinions. Number two, John Wick is pitching today, and he's usually been doing good, but recently he's been struggling. Cards are up 2-0 in the series and might sweep. I think Cubs take at least one game. Cubs money line today. I like the Cubs in a moral support lean. I couldn't bet this one.
Yeah, I didn't. There was no real pitching advantage, and you know how I am. I got to find a pitcher or an advantage with the pitcher, and I found this to be a coin flip, so I'll lean the home team.
Number three, Gore on the mound for the Nationals. Nats are -165. I'll take them over any Marlins pitcher unless it's Lizardo or Weathers. I'm going to lean the Nationals, but the Nationals -164, just I vomited my mouth. But yeah, moral support lean on the Nats.
Lean on the Nats, but it was a game that I wasn't really in love with. I do like Gore. I think it remind me, but I think the Nats were eating some chalk there. But yeah, just a lean.
Yeah, -164, way too much.
That's way too much.
Let's see. His next point is Mets money line. Not a fan of Waldron and Manea. Manea's all right. Mets clutched up yesterday. You should rip the Band-Aid off. No, I'm gonna put the Band-Aid on. I'm gonna lean San Diego in this one. Fuck the Mets.
Yeah, fuck the Mets. Fuck Manea. I've actually got him on my fantasy team, but that's only because I've got nobody else better to replace him with yet. Don't trust Manea. Don't trust the Mets. I don't even have to lean anybody. Just don't bet this game, kids.
Fair. He is taking the Rockies on the money line today. He says that the line smells favored even without a pitcher on the mound for the Pirates. Interesting. He'll take 2-1 against the 2-1 against the Phillies team. So he's taking the Rockies today. I'll lean Pittsburgh. Fine.
I mean, yeah.
Where's this game at? No, where's this game? It's in Colorado.
It's in Colorado. Yeah.
I still lean Pittsburgh.
And when we're saying lean, or excuse me, a favorite, they're -115. Pittsburgh's -105. That's even. I don't even, anyways, that's fucking even. Don't care. Yes, Pirates are undecided. Don't know who they're betting. But Ryan Feltner and his 5.74 ERA, no. Just another game to stay away from, kids.
DJ parlay time. All right. Let's see. Yankees? We're trusting the Yankees again today?
We'll give them another shot.
Do another shot.
You liked my Reds play a lot.
I like the Reds play a lot. And then are we going to trust X-Chris's Tigres? Scooble?
It's four-way Friday.
So we got to throw Tigers in there. And then my Diamondbacks play?
Your Diamondbacks, yeah.
It's chalky. But you
that's about the only way to bet them, though, is in a parlay.
There you go. All right. Four-way Friday. New York Yankees -156. The Cincinnati Reds +120, giving us some value there. Detroit -105, more value. And then the Arizona Diamondbacks -170. Would you like to gather what that is? Just guess.
That's a lot. That's coming. 975.
Price is right. You wouldn't go over. You'd be close. 1019 on this Friday. As construction work continues in my house, I got myself and my family just like a local hotel, a La Quinta Inn. So, you know, we're going to exploit the hell out of their swimming pool, their free breakfast, and they've got a Red Robin there. And then we'll also shower there for the next couple of days until my bathroom is up and running. So shout out to La Quinta. There you go. I'm sure you're familiar with La Quinta Panther being on the road. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that fucking breakfast tomorrow. Take us home, man.
Free continental breakfast and bottomless fries at Red Robin. Make me hungry for Red Robin. We're going home. I'm going home. I'm about 2 hours from home. You guys are coming to the Discord channel. Join the asylum. Come on in and shoot the shit with us. Call us out by name. We'll holler right back. But most importantly, let us know what you bet on yesterday, what you're betting on today. Real quick shout out, Dad and No Money was here, Homer J. Simpson, and X Chris behind the glass, spitting facts and wishing for other miracles to happen in his sports betting. When it's all said, Dud Kids, let's make some money, fools.
This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. We will not be held responsible. Peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.